Hello, my name is Sam Talafi, and I'll be your host for Presidential Policies. With the increasing relevance of politics in our lives, it is important to appreciate how different and similar they are compared to that of the past. To best achieve this, we will take a look at foreign, domestic, and immigration policies of four presidents, two past and two present, two Republican and two Democrat, 1900 and 2000. We will begin with the Republican pair, consisting of Theodore Roosevelt and George W. Bush. In terms of foreign policy, Roosevelt was, in many ways, a proponent of peace enforced by strength. A significant example was the establishment of the Roosevelt Corollary, which was, in essence, an extension of the Monroe Doctrine that allowed the United States to intervene in any country in the Western Hemisphere to maintain peace. George W. Bush was also dedicated in this aspect, as shown by his decision to raise international support funds by 65% from 2002 to 2006 for various functions, including the militaries of recipient countries. Clearly, these presidents were not afraid to intervene in foreign affairs to shape the world into their ideal peace, a sentiment shared by many presidents. In regards to domestic affairs, Roosevelt was a great proponent of the regulation of businesses, conservation, and government assistance to the needy. He established the legitimacy of the Sherman Antitrust Act in 1904 in a case against the Northern Securities Company, breaking it up after evidence arose suggesting that they were curtailing certain federal laws relating to commerce. He also established the Interstate Commerce Commission, the ICC, to further expand his regulatory reach in regards to the new and expanding railroad business. Roosevelt was also a firm believer in the careful watching of a nation's natural resources, creating 5 national parks, 18 national monuments, and 51 wildlife refuges. On top of all this, he even instated the Square Deal, balancing competing interests in order to create a fair treaty, as implied by its name. However, one of the darker aspects of the Roosevelt presidency was his refusal to aid the advancement of civil rights for certain groups like African Americans, reflecting general American attitudes towards them at this time. Compared to Roosevelt's efforts, Bush was definitely more inclined to favor businesses more, subsidizing many in order to fuel their growth, generally at the expense of smaller ones. His conservation efforts were also muted in comparison, in that while some land was granted protection, it was done with many concessions to private landowners and companies, unlike Roosevelt, who preferred to ignore or concede little to the opposition in such matters. In another manner, unlike Roosevelt, Bush favored tax cuts that favored the wealthy while giving somewhat more leverage to the middle upper class and cutting expenses for government programs for the poor in varying degrees. As for civil rights, Bush represents another major change in that he actively passed legislation supporting the advancement of minority groups and women in various fields. In terms of immigration policy, Roosevelt passed only one significant act in relation to it, that being the Immigration Act of 1907, which served to increase the efficiency of current immigration system in key areas like deportation and the assessment of new arrivals. All of this reflected his personal belief that immigrants should assimilate into American society as quickly as possible, with only loyalty to the United States, not in what we called hyphenated Americanism. As for Bush, his view on and overall policy towards immigration was more nuanced. He believed that English should be taught to all immigrants, but also said that embrace the cultures of newcomers regardless of origins. He also advocated a waiting period before newcomers are allowed to arrive, and a guest worker program to further ease integration into general American society. Before we move on, I have a joke. It's a presidential joke, and it'll probably be more cringy and funny, but whatever. Which one of Washington's officers had the best humor? Lafayette.
Get it, Lafayette?
Yeah, never mind. Moving on to the Democratic perspective, we now compare Woodrow Wilson and Barack Obama, both of which are known for their moralistic point of views. As far as foreign policy was concerned, Wilson had originally intended to keep a hands-off approach to the matter. However, beginning with his appeal of dollar diplomacy in favor of promoting democracy in Latin America in 1913, his foreign policy began to have a dramatic outward shift. His interactions with it would only grow during the First World War, as he establishes
as he established alliances with powers like Britain and France. It would all culminate with his creation of a League of Nations, the predecessor to the modern-day UN. In a sense, Obama also faced similar issues along the lines that Wilson faced. During his own terms in office, Obama pursued an active foreign policy on a wide range of issues right from the beginning, including climate change, trade, and the military. However, unlike Wilson, he had inherited a war from his predecessor, and was thus focused not on creating alliances or strengthening America's military might, but by seeking a low-cost exit strategy, a major point of his presidency that faced criticism from different groups. This is in a similar vein to the opposition that Wilson faced on his League of Nations. When it came to domestic policy, the Wilson administration actually expanded on what Theodore Roosevelt had created years before, further expanding executive power and enacting new reforms in American business. He created a new wartime method of protection, tariffs to bolster the middle and lower classes, income taxes to finance the U.S. war effort, and empowered certain offices to ensure that anyone whose voice was against the war was muted in the face of pro-war rhetoric. While he did rely on African-American support to get into office, he proceeded to allow segregation in many aspects of American life. Wilson's domestic policy was marked by a renewed continuation of the majority of Theodore Roosevelt's policies, but with a more central populist bent and with little to show for it in the way of civil rights and conservation. In contrast, Obama's domestic policy was signified by a large financial bailout of key American businesses and institutions due to an economic recession, not that it was the only one put into action. He also, unlike Wilson, endorsed direct government aid to the needy and encouraged better race relations and equal rights amongst different groups in American society. On a more similar note, he was also in favor of reforming the economic system and attaining greater power for the presidential office, largely justified through a for the people, in a manner akin to Wilson's policies. Conservation, while a talking point, was certainly not one of the major ones during the Obama administration. Overall, on key areas, both presidents favored greater centralized authority, reform, and welfare for those who were in need. As it stands, immigration was definitely an important issue to tackle for both Democratic presidents, considering the times in which they lived in. Wilson, for the most part, was generally described as an anti-immigrant figure. During his presidency, he was known for a particularly inflammatory speech that whipped up the mass hysteria against certain groups like German Americans and socialists, setting the stage for domestic life in America during and after World War I for the next decade. It even inspired an immigration law that greatly limited the number of people who could come to the U.S., largely based on the country of origin, with some favored over others. Obama was certainly unlike Wilson in this regard. Under his administration, he actively claimed that all immigrants were of benefit to the U.S., while simultaneously taking action against those doing so illegally. Furthermore, he was willing to ease the path of citizenship for many immigrants, especially those of unfortunate circumstances, while securing their voting rights as well. A definite contrast to Wilson, Obama's immigration policy was certainly more accepting than what the former claimed and offered. And with that, the podcast comes to a close. Besides the simple questions of who, what, when, where, how, and why do all these past events matter? Do you recognize that that much in political life, as with most things, are built on the past improvements and actions in a given field? By learning about these changes, we gain insight into why modern U.S. politics is the way it is. Any deeper knowledge on such a complex topic is valuable, and by listening, context is gained. However, always know that such knowledge is useless unless put into action. So get out there and vote. Special thanks to Angelo Cruz, who helped with the script and did a lot of the editing, and also to Nathan Dizon, who helped with the script and did some of the editing as well. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.